This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Spent a lot of time in the first hour. Pat and Marvin on the back. Marv Madness as his UConn Huskies rolled over San Diego State, and doing so in convincing fashion. Fifth title in program history. Fifth title since 1999. Masters week, by the way, the weather does not look good. I was curious who is favored here and the odds for Tiger Woods. How about to win? Tiger to win the Masters. Plus 8,000 to make the cut, minus 295. Top 10 finish, plus 550. Top 20 is plus 225. As far as the odds to win it all, it's Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy, the co-favorites, followed by Jon Rahm, Patrick Cantlay, and Jordan Spieth. Also, the LIV Tour players are able to compete in the Masters. And the best odds to win, and I would jump on these odds, Dustin Johnson and Cam Smith at plus 2,200. Then Patrick Reed. Phil Mickelson is plus 30,000. And, you know, there's a lot of back and forth here between the two tours. You know, if I'm on the PGA Tour, I am grateful for the LIV Tour because they did raise the prize money. We got some improvements on the PGA Tour. And this, what, you know, Phil Mickelson was trying to get this years ago. And it's come to fruition, but at the expense of some of these players who are on the LIV Tour. But the LIV Tour players make it seem like, or Greg Norman, who's running the LIV Tour, hey, if one of our guys wins the Masters, it's going to be a big deal. Well, you spent a ton of money on these players. They should be really good. Why would you be surprised, Greg, if Cam Smith ends up winning, or Dustin Johnson, or Patrick Reed, Brooks Koepka? I wouldn't be. You spent hundreds of millions of dollars on these players. It's like an investment, and then we're supposed to be surprised that the investment paid off. These are really good players. They just chose a different path. They took the money and went to the LIV Tour and disappeared. Now they're back. I look forward to seeing them. I miss seeing these players. But this, you know, grudge that they have, their chip on their shoulder, you created this. And then now you want to be welcomed back with open arms? You tried to dismantle the PGA Tour. And now you're back to playing the Masters? I look forward to seeing these great players. And I hope they play great. I hope Rory is matched with Dustin Johnson or Cam Smith at some, or Patrick Reed. Remember the video where Patrick Reed wanted to talk to Rory McIlroy a couple of months ago and Rory wanted nothing to do with him? And he flicked a tee at Rory, who had his back turned to Patrick Reed. That would be some good TV there. But the weather is not promising in Augusta. I think it's going to be beautiful today and tomorrow, but that doesn't help us come Thursday. Yes, Paulie?
Yeah, you got 90 tomorrow for the par 3, partly cloudy, but then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, over a 60% chance of rain all 3 days.
Par 3 contest will be coming up on Wednesday. By the way, today's the best day to go to the Masters, in my opinion, because you have more access there. Practice rounds are great. There's more interaction with the players. and the opportunity to maybe get autographs, far easier, better, the circumstances, a lot more relaxed there. Tuesday is a big day. It's really hard to get tickets to the Masters, unless you're scalping them. But if you get to go on a Tuesday, or you can go on a Tuesday, do so. Because it's almost like a spring training game, where you're able to see the talent, the players, and it feels like it's a more relaxed atmosphere before it starts to get really serious. Yes, Todd?
I heard the LIV golfers are asking for $1,000 a pop to sign their... That's not cool.
That's not true.
It's like my little greed joke.
Okay.
I do have a question, though. With the whole LIV and the PGA golfers, are they allowing trash talk on the at the Masters? I know everything's all buttoned up and it's somewhat snobby over the years and there's a certain way of doing things, but if things get heated... You think that would happen among LIV golfers and non-LIV golfers? Like, you can't see me, or here's
well,
my...
Well, how's it going to get heated?
Well, they just say stuff to each other, which you would normally not expect to see in the Masters. This would be a prime opportunity to say stuff to each other.
I don't think there are many players on the PGA Tour who are going to say anything to the LIV Tour players. I think, you know, Rory would get the brunt of it, but I don't think anybody's going to be tugging on Tiger's cape. I don't think Bryson DeChambeau is going to say, hey, Tiger, why'd you freeze me out? Why don't you talk to me anymore? I think if anybody would get it, it would be Rory, because he's been sort of the figurehead here. And Freddie Couples has said some things, but Freddie's not going to be in competition. You know, he's going to play, but he's not a factor. Yes, Eaton.
I would think, too, that PGA and Augusta National don't want the Masters to be all about the LIV Tour.
No. They do.
I think that they're going to want to squash this as quickly as possible.
By the way, info on the next drop of Tailgate Moonshine will be in today's newsletter. Give you all the details there of what's coming up later on this week. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you. Download the app. Watch this show for free. All 3 hours. And our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 390. Yes, Paulie.
I've got prices on Masters tickets, Dan. Right. You can get them in the secondary market. You want to play Guess the Price? This is for a two-day badge, Saturday, Sunday. So you get to go to both Saturday and Sunday. Okay. What is the best price you can get in the building for? One person, one ticket.
$3,000.
Real close, $3,300. Yeah. That's the best price you can get.
Because I paid that price before. I paid $2,700.
But doesn't it feel
2 days.
Like a good spending of money, because you're at a place where it's not like the Super Bowl. Those can be obtained.
It's a bucket list thing to do. And if you could do it maybe with your father or your son or your daughter, your mom wants to go. It's one of those that it's worth the splurge to go and see it. It's prettier than you think. It's more magical than you think. The sounds are incredible. And it's all close. You know, the holes are really close together. And once you get in, the food is cheap, believe it or not. And they don't price gouge you there. It's the secondary market that roughs you up with the tickets. Yes, Eaton.
Yeah, I always laugh at that. It's like $3,000 a ticket, but like, hey, they don't get you on the sandwiches. Like,
yeah, but
it's so obviously meant to keep people out.
But Augusta is not charging those tickets. The secondary market charges those tickets. And those badges are handed down through generations. It's difficult to get it unless you're buying it on secondary market. Mm. It's almost like buying bourbon, Pappy Van Winkle bourbon. The bourbon itself is not expensive. It's those who have it and they sell it in the secondary.
The person who buys it and is now selling it.
Yes, right. Yes. Yes, Todd.
Yeah, getting a $2 pimento sandwich. I don't know how many of those I'd have to get to feel like it balances out the cost of the $3,300 ticket I just spent.
Yes, Paulie.
I was thinking about the Masters and the other majors, their strategy against the LIV Tour in the past year. You know, their strategy, I think a lot of people thought they would bar Koepka and those guys, Cam Smith, from playing in the majors. And that would hurt the LIV Tour and hurt those guys. Maybe their strategy was the opposite, because all the LIV Tour guys are playing this weekend. So now I get to see Koepka. I get to see DeChambeau and Cam Smith this weekend. So I don't miss them anymore. If I don't miss them, I'm not going to tune in the LIV Tour to find them. Right? Because I could watch them 4 weekends a year, which is pretty much when most people watch golf. The non-hardcore.
Yeah.
So now you get to see them in the majors. And it's actually probably bad for the LIV Tour, because what's the reason to tune into the LIV Tour next week, wherever they are, to see Koepka?
Well, does anybody realize Brooks Koepka won the last LIV Tour last week? Like, nobody cares.
I didn't even realize that they were still doing events.
Really. Yeah.
Like, they don't even bubble up at all.
But, you know, Greg Norman has had this crusade to get back at the PGA Tour for a variety of reasons. And this has been decades. And he shook things up, probably helped the PGA kind of clean things up on their end. But these players chose to disappear. If it's such a great product, then why weren't other, you know, networks waiting in line, falling all over themselves? They weren't gonna get in bed with the Saudis and this tour and do that at the detriment of the PGA Tour. But I do miss seeing these players. There are times I'm watching, and I watch a lot of golf, where I go, I don't know who this player is. He's playing well. Don't know who he is. Where's Dustin Johnson? You know, even Patrick Reed, not well-liked, but man, he's a good bad guy. And he's won the Masters before. Like, I miss those storylines.
Patrick Reed is disliked from both tours. Like, guys on both tours dislike Patrick Reed.
I don't know. I don't know if they dislike him on the LIV Tour. I know they don't like him on the PGA Tour, but... I'm glad they get the opportunity to be able to play so we can enjoy some of the great golfers. But to make it seem like, oh, if we win, okay, you have the best golfers. If we look at the top, you know, how top heavy it is in golf, the best players on the PGA Tour versus the LIV Tour players, you know, that'd be a great Ryder Cup. That would be fun. But they do have great players because you spend hundreds of millions of dollars on those players. They better be good. All right, poll question for hour two. Well, give me the results for hour one. I thought it was a really good poll question.
Hour one, which had a better month, Major League Baseball or women's college basketball?
Right.
Might be a little bit of recency bias.
Yeah,
women's college basketball right now, 68% of the vote.
All right.
Running away with it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that. Stretch run for the regular season in the NBA. Lakers versus Utah tonight. The Spurs against the Suns. Kings versus Pelicans. The Celtics against the Sixers. And I think it's Joel Embiid's MVP. I know we spent a lot of time. I try not to spend too much time on it because I don't have a vote. And how I would look at this is different than probably most voters. Is it the best player on the best team? That used to be the case. But then we start to break down the analytics. You know, there was an analytic that said nobody is worse at giving up layups than the Joker is. Okay. You still have to guard him, too, in what he does on the other end. People had this argument with Steve Nash years ago when he won back-to-back MVPs. And granted, I thought that he should have won one and Shaq the other. But then I heard this argument. Yeah, but he can't guard anybody. I said, okay, who guards him? And is Steve winning that matchup? Because you can't have it both ways. I mean, Steve wasn't a good defender, but then you got to guard him as well. There have been a lot of great offensive players. When's the last time somebody said, yeah, can Iverson guard anybody? Never. Never. Who was guarding Iverson? Does somebody say, Steph Curry can't guard? Now, you might say that, but he would be like Larry Bird. He plays the passing lanes. That was always the argument with Bird. He can't guard him, but he plays passing lanes really well. Yes, Marv.
That was my favorite thing about Allen Iverson, because Allen Iverson, I think, led the league in steals.
Yeah.
At least once.
Yes.
And for every one steal he would get burned like another three times. And I said, poor Eric Snow.
Yeah, Eric Snow's got to clean up the mess there. But we get caught up in these things, these silly, that's how you win an argument. Who's he guarding? I remember, Frank Thomas was winning an MVP, and he wasn't a good defensive player at all. I said, but how is he offensively? Like, it seems to make up for that he's, how about if you're a really good defensive player? But you can't play. You're not a good hitter. I mean, same thing. Yeah, Paul.
With the, I don't know if it's going to be game to game with the NBA MVP, but Joel Embiid has a Celtics tonight at home.
Yeah.
That's a big one. I think that's going to be on national TV. That's, yeah, it's TNT. It's a primetime game.
Yeah.
NBA had the day off last night. The Jokic, he's got, this could be good for him. He's got the Rockets tonight.
Well, he could put up 40. It's not going to matter.
It doesn't count, though, if you put up 40.
No, it doesn't. Everybody puts up at least 40 on the Rockets. The over-under for Joel Embiid tonight, points versus the Celtics, is 31.5. But I think it's his anyway. And it's fine. You know, I think we get caught up in it sometimes, and you're trying to understand what is logic, the analytics, everything that goes into it. It was always the eye test for me of knowing what that player does and watching a game. If you watch highlights, you'd never vote for Joker. You'd vote for Giannis. And to me, Giannis is the most valuable player. He's the best player in the NBA. You know, I want to take you back to, we had the commissioner on, Adam Silver, and we were talking about load management, and I gave him a couple of suggestions. So we had him on, I don't know how long ago that was. It was that April of last year. And yep. I said, you know, we should do positionless all-NBA teams. Don't give me a center, two forwards, two guards. Well, he came out and said, we're not going to do that. We're going to have positionless first, second, third team. And the other part was, I said, how about a minimum number of games for players to be eligible for postseason awards?
I think that's a good idea. I think that's something we should look at. I think that would be a way to incentivize guys. I think there's an expectation that if you are going to be an MVP or whatever the whatever that award is.
Well, even
that,
first team, second team, third team, all yeah, NBA.
Yeah. Sure. I agree with you. I think it's a good suggestion. I think it's something we're going to be going into collective bargaining fairly soon. And my sense is it's something that in the aggregate, most players would think is a good idea too. I mean, the conversation we're having is not all that different than the one I have with individual players. I mean, I think they're fans of the game. They want to see guys on the floor. And in fairness to the players, in many cases, it's the teams. These load management programs are coming from our teams, not the players.
So that was nearly a year ago. Well, the commissioner did listen, because now you have to play in a minimum 65 games to be eligible for postseason awards. If that were the case this year, Giannis wouldn't be eligible. I think he's played in 61. Embiid has played in 63, and Joker's probably played in 67 or 68. You have to have at least 65 games to be eligible for postseason honors. And also, we shouldn't have a center, two forward, and two guards on the all-NBA teams. And the commissioner acted upon that as well. So I do appreciate him coming on and listening, and then he acted upon that as well. You know, even if we nudged him or reminded him, he ended up following through on those things. We'll come back. Are we going to go with that poll question for hour two, Seton, or are we going to change it up?
Now, we put up another one. After the break.
Paulie did his. Yeah, Paulie, after the break.
I saw the turn with a big smile and the little jumping dolphin.
Yeah, the jumping dolphin means after the break.
Does it matter? Like, if people are sitting in their cars, they're going to go, oh, we got to wait.
Oh, it
does?
They're going to sit in their cars for this one, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's how it's done.
All right. If you're sitting in your car in Los Angeles.
Sorry you're late for work.
Yeah. You can blame me. You know what? I'll call your boss for you, because we have another poll. What time?
That's how you win the quarter hour. Isn't that the phraseology? You got to like look at the time clock and before and after the 15-minute window.
Something like that. I never follow that. Radio programmers, they go, you got to keep them, and then you got to get them through the quarter hour. And I'd be like, okay. And we got to have Todd's five grievances, I think you had coming in today.
A little rant.
Yeah, all right. We'll have that. That'll keep you in your car. We'll take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Spring cleaning. You can dust those hard-to-reach places. You clean out that closet. Do all those things. Clean your house, then protect your house. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe is designed with cutting-edge technology, backed by 24/7 professional monitoring. They have Fast Protect technology, only from SimpliSafe, captures critical evidence, verifies the threat is real, so you get priority police dispatch. 24/7, professional monitoring, and it's going to cost you under $1 a day. That's less than half the price of traditional home security systems. What's up, Holmes? You can lock, unlock your doors, access cameras, arm, disarm, and you can do this from anywhere on your phone. Customize the perfect system for your home. It's going to take you a couple of minutes at SimpliSafeDan.com. And you go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. No contracts to sign, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. They are just great people at SimpliSafe. SimpliSafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Marvin owns the turntables for the month of April. Yeah. We gave you February. We gave you March. And UConn winning the national championship. You control the music.
UConn baseball up next.
Oh,
I don't know.
Is there lacrosse in there? Not football. You're not going to win anything with football.
We got to a bowl game, but anywho.
Everybody gets to a bowl game.
I think it cost you $2 million when you went to the bowl game.
Yes. Are you the only school that's lost money going to a bowl game? A big bowl game?
Oh, easily, without question. They went to the Fiesta Bowl and lost money.
Certainly the most public.
It's like, man, UConn's football program's arrived. You're going to the Fiesta Bowl. Wait, we got to sell tickets? Yes, you got to sell tickets. End up losing a couple million dollars.
It's hard to get people in a Rentschler in East Hartford.
Yeah.
You're talking about wanting to go to Arizona to face Oklahoma, who's already probably irritated that they're playing Connecticut. Yes. Like, oh, Oklahoma's playing Connecticut in basketball, in football. Ew.
Yes, Paulie.
I wonder how many football teams are third on the depth chart at their college. Because it goes whichever way, men's basketball, women's basketball, UConn.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure there's other good sports, but then the football team is always striving for it.
Couple of phone calls, then we'll get the airing of grievances. Fritzy came in on fire. Everybody was in a good mood, and not Fritzy. We'll have that. Andrew in Washington joins us. Hi, Andrew. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my phone call again. It was a great game last night. I did think from the start that UConn just looked faster than San Diego State. I don't know why San Diego State only double-teamed Snogo in the second half, because that little drop-down low box give and go between him and Jackson was very effective. So on the women's side, I hope Iowa respectfully declines the offer to the White House. That just sounds like more of a political move.
They haven't been offered yet. They haven't been offered yet. Just make sure everybody understands that. You know, the First Lady, it was a throwaway line that, hey, we're LSU and we should invite Iowa as well. They had a good tournament. So,
well, Caitlin Clark did have the most points and most three-pointers made in any tournament, men's or women's. So she does deserve her kudos that she got. But again, LSU was just a better team. On that note, if I could have a little music, I do have a stat of the day. Over their last 20 games, the LA Lakers have a 110.3 defensive rating, which ranks first in the NBA over that span. Also, their 14-6 record in those games is third in the NBA. Those are your stats of the day.
Oh, I teased that we were going to have a new poll question. So, by the way, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading card to the Dan Patrick Show. Seton, the new poll question for hour two.
Another one from Paulie here. Oh. Whose career would you want? Macaulay Culkin, Kieran Culkin.
Dang. Okay.
Kieran's on a great run.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
I'll explain. Now, we're talking about brothers. You know, Bobby Hurley had a Hall of Fame career.
Okay, would you rather have Bobby Hurley career or Danny Hurley's career?
Which is still ongoing.
Yes.
So that's is very similar.
Okay.
So Macaulay Culkin from 89 to 95 was one of the most famous actors in Hollywood, kid actor or other. I mean, the movies stand for themselves. They last forever. He stopped acting in 95. He still technically acts, occasionally in smaller stuff. Right. He's set for life. Right. He is also a legend in the movie industry. His Home Alone will be forever. Or his younger brother, Kieran Culkin, who started small in some nice independent movies and now is really one of the breakout stars and the star of the family and cruising on Succession, and I'm sure will have a long career post-Succession. Whose career would you like?
You also have to factor in that Macaulay Culkin dated Mila Kunis for 8 years.
Bloop.
Yeah. He was now married to Ashton Kutcher. I'm going to go with Macaulay Culkin.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, just rest on my laurels.
It seems like he had a lot of baggage that came with one good movie.
I think that family situation wasn't ideal.
Although I'm sure it wasn't ideal for Kieran as well in the same house. But
yeah, but he didn't really do much until Succession. I think he did Igby Goes Down.
Bunch of independent films.
Amanda Peet, I think, was in that movie.
Ooh. That's how my son got his name, that movie.
Yeah, Igby Goes Down.
Yeah,
Kieran.
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin had Uncle Buck, Home Alone, Home Alone 2, My Girl, which was a very big movie and controversial. Then he did a movie called The Good Son. And then Richie Rich, and that was it.
It's all right. That's pretty good.
He sat out the rest of the 90s.
Yeah.
That's a good run.
I'd take Macaulay Culkin. All right, Danny Hurley, Bobby Hurley.
Ooh.
Paul.
I got to go Bobby Hurley. He's cemented with that Duke program with Grant Hill and Leitner. Bad guy, good guy. No one could take his college career away from him. He had because of the injury, he gets a hall pass on his NBA career. He wasn't a bust. He was an injury bust.
Yes, he.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby's on one of the greatest teams of all time. And he, you know, a starter, he was a major player in that. I don't know how you could say no to that.
Okay, but that's like Macaulay Culkin. Back in the 90s. He hadn't done anything since then. I mean, Bobby's coached at Arizona State, but they haven't really done much.
Yeah, but like, nobody, I don't know that anybody publicly treated Kieran as poorly as they did Danny.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, Danny Hurley, he really went through some stuff, it feels like, about, I don't know, 30 years ago or whatever it was.
Yeah. I mean, Kieran Culkin was just in the shadow of Macaulay.
Yeah. Whereas Macaulay, he probably had similar baggage to Danny's, really, when you think about it. This is all getting very tangled.
Yeah, I know.
This is getting really tough.
And you had a chance to play for Coach K, and I still think that everything else, even, I'd rather win a title or a ring or any kind of championship as a player over a coach. It's great to be a championship coach, but to actually be on the court and be part of a team that won a ring or two holds more weight to me when I'm showing up my ring.
Would you rather be a star of on a team that wins a championship or be the coach of a team that wins a championship? Everybody say player?
Yeah.
Player?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this is one more directed towards Todd, just based on his history of doing things. But would you rather win as a player or not win as a player, but win as a coach and have your son on the team?
Ooh. it bothers Seton that Danny Hurley's son is on the team. And he's always in there right at the very end.
Are you sure? That game is ending. The ball is in that kid's hand.
Yeah.
So then next year in one shining moment or whatever, when they replay these great moments of all time and the final buzzer, it's going to be, you know, Andrew Hurley skipping around, throwing the ball up in the air. You're like, dude, this kid, you average 1.2 minutes a game.
He's a walk-on.
Good minutes, though. I mean, good minutes.
Yeah. Solid. That was a huge rebound.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Here's the other thing. I know in the moment you're all excited, but if it's the final seconds of a championship game and you throw the ball up in the air in celebration, like, don't you kind of want that ball? Don't you hold on to the ball and you jump up and down?
Okay. Here come the grievances. Here they come.
Like, where does that ball go? Someone's grabbing it.
Yes, they are, Todd. It does eventually come down. It does.
Someone's going to grab it and say, I want this amount of money on eBay for it. This is the ball from the final seconds of the championship.
Okay, continue with your grievances. Let's go.
So I'm watching the game. I think it was at halftime last night. And I'm going to preface it by saying, I understand it's exciting to see yourself on TV or a Jumbotron. I also understand that a production group for a network wants to be close to where the fans are. It looks cool, game day or whatever in the background. But I can't help but be distracted by people making stupid faces or giving a double bird as what happened last night. And is there security? Can they get involved? Is there a way to put a little shield back so, you know, you don't have the people, the fans, they were like right on top of the guys last night and giving the double bird and making these stupid faces and you're staring at your phone and you recognize that you're on TV and you can't wait to let everyone know on social media, look at me, put on CBS, I'm on right now. I don't know. It just bothers me. I find it very distracting. And I'm like not even listening to what they're saying because I'm looking at this idiot making faces in the background with a big cowboy hat on or something.
Is there anything else?
That's about it. Yeah.
Fritzy suggested putting a big black sheet up behind the commentators and not showing the 20,000 fans in attendance.
Or make it look like, you know, downtown Houston. So there's ways of dressing it up. It doesn't have to be just something dark and ugly. But if fans are not going to behave and security is going to not do anything about it, or the production crew making sure people aren't being obnoxious in the background, then just block out those first few rows and let's watch the halftime thing. And we get it. You're right on the court with the fans and that's all cool and everything. But I find it ridiculous that fans can't control themselves. So they have to make a stupid face to try to ruin the shot in the background.
All right.
I can't imagine that producers and directors in the truck aren't like losing their minds every time they see these people doing that and ruining the shot and what's going on in that moment.
Because they're definitely like, what we need here in the shot is less fans, less excitement, less atmosphere. We definitely want to tone that down for
the rest of the
national championship.
For every 9 out of the 10 that are just smiling and waving, oh, yeah, Huskies, there's that 10th that has to ruin it for everybody. I'm going to cross my eyes and give the bird and pick my nose and look at me, I'm an idiot. Whether their team's up 30 or down 40, they're going to just be the same idiot. I'm on TV, look at me, look what I'm doing. I'm right behind Kenny Smith.
I thought there were other ones. You came in and this is what we retreated to. We walk in, and this is how Todd started the morning.
And then the evil empires of college sports and the transfer portal and everything. Like, my team was average, and now I've got 9 guys from all these other schools, and now we're champions. And, like, that's, you know, that's just as special if I can just grab the best nine players from every
school.
So
Marvin should not be proud of Connecticut winning a national title.
You should be proud because everyone's playing by the same rules, but by the same
token. You just said they're evil empires, and you're bringing in all these guys, and they're, you know, we won a title, yay.
I'm not going to go as far as to say asterisk, but there is that. There is that. There's like, these weren't like, you know, built up from, you know, years of the last few years. This is what was our team. There's some teams that win that way.
So who's doing it that way?
I don't know. I could understand why there would be some.
Well, wait, you just told me about the evil empires.
Right, well, the LSU women, didn't they have like 9 different players from last year?
A new coach came in.
Okay.
So there was one player left.
You could argue that, you know, it's still wonderful and great because, again, everyone's playing by the same rules, but it's like, I don't know. To me, it's a
little less. They shouldn't celebrate
special.
That?
They should totally celebrate that. But it should be recognized that all these players were on like at different schools.
But everybody can do this.
They play by the same rules.
Why are they evil empires?
Because we always would go to the Yankees and now the Mets with Steve Cohen. Whoever can spend the most money has a much better chance of winning a championship. And now with NIL and the transfer portal, I'll get this guy from Maryland, this one from
San Diego State got to the national title game. Florida Atlantic got to the Final Four.
Those are the real special teams, the ones that, don't have the money or the wherewithal to be able to get all these guys from, 11 different schools and make their own all-star team. That's just my opinion. I'm still celebrating. It's something to be proud of, but we should recognize that things have changed in college sports.
We know that, Todd. You should realize that there's change.
But isn't it more special?
It's not.
These guys have been with me for 4 years.
You hate change. Okay, it's not the 80s anymore.
It backfires. Look at Calipari in Kentucky. I'm going to get all the best guys for this 1 year, and I'll just keep rebuilding it each year. I'll just have this great group of guys, and I'm going to win all these titles by having them play 1 year.
You like what Calipari does. He recruits players. He doesn't bring in these transfers.
I don't like bringing somebody in because you're just trying to put together this one-year all-star team and knowing
that
they're all going
to leave. Well, that's recruiting. He has to recruit every year. He didn't bring in. That's old school, Todd.
It's different to me.
So, is there a team that does it the right way?
I don't know. I don't have all the information in front of me of how many transfers are on every single team, but I do know.
Yes, Seton.
What I know. That's how I feel.
Why do we assume that small schools don't have any money? All you need is a wealthy person to have gone there who's a sports fan.
Harvard has a ton of money. Yale. Has a ton of money.
Yeah, maybe somebody from San Diego State there might be somebody from Florida Atlantic who's made $1 billion by doing whatever. And they're like, yeah, here you go, kid. Take $100,000 next year.
You done, Todd?
I think so. I'm much more upset about the idiots in the background during a halftime or a pregame show or a postgame show trying to ruin that whole moment for what everyone's trying to do their jobs.
Yes, I agree with Todd in one. You ever see when Jim Nance and it was sitting there with Raftery and they do the shot of the sideline announcers and they do the pregame. They put them on for 2 minutes. Hey guys, let's set the scene here at Gamble Pavilion, whatever they're at. And there's always a couple of nice people in background and they're waving and then they're calling their phone and they're like, I'm on TV. That's a tough position to be in because you have to sit. I like when the people sit there and just act like it's no big deal that they have courtside seats behind Jim Nance.
Todd, I can't imagine if you were seated behind Jim Nance at the Final Four and you knew you were on camera with your son that you wouldn't wave or make a goofy face or look at your phone.
I think I would probably do it a lot more nonchalantly. I certainly wouldn't make weird faces or give a double bird or anything obnoxious like that. If nothing else, I'm representing
the double bird
and the rest of us at a network and all those things would be in my head.
The double birds, I got that. We don't need to see that.
It's just stupid.
But these producers and directors know when you take that shot, you know that you're going to have people behind you. You just know it. It's rarely, you're not surprised if this stuff happens. I'm surprised when it doesn't happen.
Now, is there security assigned to keep an eye out for
people? They're not
going to
kick you. They're not going
to kick you. No, you know why? Because it's really not a big deal. It's just people having fun in a different way than you would want to.
And you never leave the house, so you never have to worry about this.
If I happen to leave the house once
exhausting.
In a while and go to
yes, Marv. This is the most exhausting 5 minutes I've ever listened to.
Yeah, it felt like it was 10 minutes. Yes, Marv.
Working on the TV side, and you do those shots of the broadcasting crew.
Yeah.
If somebody is waving, if you're trying to get in and you lean over a little bit, it's no big deal. But if they see somebody waving, you could see somebody behind the stage manager. Would you, have them stop waving? Moving your hand like this, come on, it's distracting us.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, I worked a season on College Game Day as a PA, and when they're on the road, if someone was doing that a little too much, maybe double bird, something vulgar that was really right over Chris Fowler's shoulder, something like that, they would have people, like Marvin said, and they would point to them, and in the break, someone would walk up to them comment and say, hey man, we'd love to have you on TV, can you calm it down a little bit? They have a quick chat. They do it in the break, so there's not a security person or a production assistant running out there, but people were assigned to do that occasionally on College Game Day.
All right.
With mostly the double bird was, if they saw that or a shirt that was, words.
Yes, Marv.
Fritzy should work security next year's Final Four.
Yeah.
Got to cut down on that. The worst people are the ones that act like they don't care that they're on TV, but they just slowly make their way into the screen, and then they're out, and then they're back in, and they're turning a little bit, and they're not being obnoxious, but they see that they're, you know, if I step this way, I'm on TV. If I step back, I'm out of the picture.
You got a tough life, man.
I know. It bothers me.
You do. Anything positive last night?
Not really.
All right. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of this program. We invite you to check out their brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net for one-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or Panini's public auctions located on the site. And we're talking about the biggest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the official products of the NBA, NFL, UFC, World Cup, and collegiate sports. Collectors can share the cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, earning exclusive award cards, and make sure you check out the newly released NFL Prism Score La Liga packs and more of your favorite Panini brands now as NFTs. Also, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences available on the Panini NFT platform. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, and rare inserts. Also, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Visit nft.paniniamerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
1999, first time Connecticut won the national title. And now they've won five. Are we a blue blood? Understand the definition. This is what I'm led to believe a blue blood is. And this isn't a real term, but if you look at the blue bloods, they were the programs winning titles back in the 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, UCLA was winning in the 60s. You had Kansas in the 50s. You had North Carolina, Indiana. Those were considered the blue bloods because they were winning a long, long, long time ago. Is Connecticut a blue blood? I think they're new blood. But I wouldn't get tripped up, caught up in any of that nonsense. When you're in and you're in the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, you win championships. And you're winning championships, and you've won more than anybody else since 1999. You know, Gonzaga has been fighting the mid-major for a long time. You know what? Deal with it. Who cares? How about just win a championship? Yeah. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, if you were winning when the announcers were going, then does it really? Come on. All right, get out of here. Before integration, come on, get out of here.
Yes, Paulie.
Marvin, how old is your son?
He's 9.
What was the bedtime situation with UConn starting at 9:20 p.m. Eastern last night?
All right, so my man, he tried his hardest. We said, hey, you can stay up as long as you can stay up. You can go to bed whenever. You can watch this game. He said, all right, oh, I'm ready. He had his UConn stuff on. Halftime, he was out on the couch. He was done.
So he lasted as long as San Diego State did.
I didn't want to say all that, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, it got a little bit snug, but I never thought Connecticut was in jeopardy.
Connecticut
losing.
Should have been up.
Yes. 20. I loved Danny Hurley at halftime. He's like, we should be up 20. You know, we missed some layups there. And he's right. And they got some pros on there. There's some people on Connecticut going to make some money next level. Let me see. Keith in Portland. Hi, Keith. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I was just thinking about, first of all, thanks for taking the call. Suck it, Todd. Man, you're depressing. I just
one of our listeners said, Todd, light a lavender candle. Chill out, dude. Yeah.
Like, Todd, why don't you light a lavender candle or something?
That was one of the nicer things. Yes. Of what's coming in.
Yes, 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 Keith.
Yeah, hey, I was thinking, you know, about Caitlin. Did Iowa peak by beating South Carolina?
I thought they looked tired. They looked spent in the first half. But Carolina took a lot out of Iowa. I mean, that was a great game. But once again, LSU was a better team. If Iowa was not, you know, spent, LSU dominated because of their depth. When you outscore the opposition, 30-8 from the bench? You're going to win those games. And they did. And, you know, convincing fashion there. Terrence in Texas. Hey, Terrence, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking the call, man.
Sure.
I have a poll question. I know you guys just put one up, but it stems from an argument that I had with my buddies at the bar this weekend. What is the worst name to be called as a sports fan? Is it A, just a loser, you cheer for a losing team? B, you are a bandwagoner?
Front runner?
C, a fair weather fan?
Well, I think today's sports fan, there are a lot of younger kids, and I know my son, he was rooting for the Red Sox and the Packers. And this is when Favre was with the Packers and the Red Sox were just starting to win their championships. And it felt like, you know, there was no loyalty to anything other than they were the teams that he followed. And I think you have younger kids who aren't growing up the way their parents did. And you're rooting for who your dad rooted for or his dad rooted for. You're kind of seeing somebody and you go, I like that player. I think kids nowadays look at a player more than they do a team. At least that's the feeling that I get when, you know, you start to have fandom. Dan in Omaha. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
How's it going?
Hey, Dan.
I got a quick stat for you that's in regards to high school recruiting and the transfer portal. The stat was put out by ESPN on Twitter, and it said of the top 100 high school recruits in 2022, only 17 of them averaged double figures in scoring, while 62 of the top 100 rated transfers averaged double figures.
Yeah, I buy into those numbers, Dan. And if I'm getting you at 2 or 3 years older, by the way, from 18 to 20 or 21 is huge in college sports. Because when you come in at 18, you're not ready. You don't, and I mean, some are, very few are, but by 21 or 22, you're a man. You're a kid, and then you become a man. And it's a big, big difference there. And if you said I could get one or two recruits and I would take transfers, absolutely. Because I'm going to get somebody else who's going to coach you through all the rough times for 2 years, maybe 3 years, and then I get you as a proven commodity. You come in, we're ready to go. Let's go. And that's, Paulie, you know, uses the analogy, it's like Shark Tank. They bring a product out that they've developed, and then you decide if you want to buy into that product. And, you know, there are times when they go, you're not ready. And we're, you know, therefore I'm out. I'm not going to invest in your company. They're buying a sure thing. As a coach, you're getting somebody who, there's a kid at Oral Roberts who is going to make $1 million. Max Abrams is going to make $1 million transferring somewhere. He's a great player. And he was at Oral Roberts, probably like, okay, I got one more shot here. Let me see if I could play for North Carolina or Duke or Syracuse. You know, I could get on more national TV games. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, guys like him, they're in such that, excuse me, they're in a really weird spot where they're not good enough to declare for the draft yet, but they're good enough to go to a really good team like a Carolina or a Duke and make some money over there during their last years.
And he's 21 years of age. I mean, proven commodity. You got players from Michigan, proven commodities, who are transferring. It's crazy. But this is the real world now with college athletics, certainly in basketball. Final hour coming up. Why would the Ravens be interested in Odell Beckham Jr. unless they were still interested in Lamar Jackson?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.